Hello, 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 and we're back. This is Chelsea Plus with your host, Rich.
And your co-host, Alex the Great.
All right. So we're back to talk about the Manchester United and Chelsea game.
Really?
Yes.
We're back for that?
I mean, we have to, man. Okay. So what are your first thoughts about the game?
Well, I'll laugh a little bit. Just do it, man. If you don't laugh, man, you cry.
Let's start with the starting lineup. How about that?
Okay.
With the Chelsea starting lineup, you have Kepa in goal.
Mm-hmm. You have Azpilicueta with Emerson on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Christensen and Zuma, what we expected.
Yep.
In midfield, we went with a pivot of Jorginho, my boy, and Kovacic, right?
Yep.
And then the surprise.
I was surprised myself.
Yeah, it was Barkley on the left, Mount in the center,
mm-hmm.
Pedro on the right.
Yeah.
And Tammy Abraham on up top. And you know, I told you that Tammy will start. I told you that.
I had a feeling that Tammy was going to start.
No, you said Giroud was going
to
start.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you want to go back?
I actually thought, what's it called? Batshuayi would have started.
Right.
I mean, even he didn't even have any minutes.
He wasn't even on the bench.
Exactly. So,
the likes of Tomori, Willie Caballero, yeah. Kennedy, Giroud, N'Golo Kante. Those were the players that were on the bench.
Yeah.
No, Batshuayi.
Sad for Michy. But anyway, starting lineup, the biggest surprise, which was
Pulisic not starting, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, how would I describe it? I wasn't like scared as in, or like astonished in regards to him not starting.
Yeah.
My issue was when the game started, how we were set up.
Mm-hmm.
We're truly set up to play 4-2-3-1. But last time I saw a lineup where it contained the likes of Barkley and Mason Mount,
yeah.
Who played a diamond, i.e. Jorginho would sit on the left, would be Kovacic, on the right would be Mount, and then at the tip would be Barkley, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a potential two strikers. So I thought Pedro would play like a shadow striker, and the likes of Tam would play more as a holder.
Yeah.
And therefore Pedro and the likes of Barkley would just roam around there. But we didn't play that, you know? We didn't play that. And we played 4-2-3-1. And as we were going to the first half, the first 15 minutes, let's clap for Lampard. Let's all clap. I mean, that was good. I enjoyed that.
The whole first half, Chelsea pretty much dominated.
Not for me. The first 15 minutes, we really were the top team, right? We were closing down. I saw Emerson intercepting. Jorginho doing his both the tactical fouling and also intercepting. We're controlling the game as I expected in terms of how the quality of our midfield compared to theirs. Because if you go back and look at Manchester United's midfield, it was McTominay, Pogba, double pivot with Andres Pereira as the number 10, right?
Yeah.
But he would then drift off to the right and let Lingard play almost like in a little bit of space in between both Emerson and who we'll get to, you know, the infamous Kurzuma. You play right there, right? He would drift. So every time that Emerson was going forward, you could see that Pereira was shadowing him like a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
So that was how they set up. So in the first 15 minutes, it became almost a 3v2 in the midfield, right? You saw Mount drift slightly a little bit so that Pedro would come in inward. And then, of course, Jorginho with his passing, both long and short, and his ability to just move. And then, of course, you have my guy Kovacic's ability to dribble and also keep the ball alive. We dominated, especially when Barkley also drifted in. So we almost became a compact four with Pedro just a floater. And then we dominated their midfield too. And, of course, for the first 15 minutes, it was beautiful. Especially when 3 minutes in, your boy Tammy had a chance.
Oh my goodness, man. Tammy. You said something about holding up the ball.
Yep.
That's an area he has to improve on.
No, for me, in the first half, it wasn't a necessity for him to hold up the ball. Because how we were moving, we were doing 1-2 touches, right?
No, but to relieve pressure in that sense.
But we were dominating the first 15 minutes, so what pressure was he relieving?
No, like, literally from, like, what's it called, second half on?
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, I get you, but like for me, the first half,
yeah,
which we're talking about, I don't think it was necessary for him to, hold the ball. No, we weren't under the coach. We need to lump the ball forward like that. the first half, his movement was good. And look, that's what I've always said about Tammy. Look, his movement was good. He's not getting credit for that. His movement was good, especially you look at the chance that Mount had where he could either pass it to Tammy or take a shot and he scuffs it. The one that where Tammy drops off, right?
Yeah.
Pedro gets the ball, right, into space. He was in space. He gives it to Mount, right? Mount goes and Mount then passes it to Barkley. Barkley then cuts back and then just plays a piercing ball right to my guy Mount on the edge of the box. But he's inside the penalty, the 6-yard box, right? He either shoots or passes. And I'm like, dude, why are you not shooting? And he scuffs and I'm like, these intangibles, right? Yeah. These little chances you cannot miss at the highest level. Because this is not Derby. Mm-hmm. This is not Vitesse. This is Chelsea Football Club.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, the coach will go. And let's be honest here. Just like last year, right? Mount is Lampard's baby, right?
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. That even though Barkley was a surprise to be in the lineup, Mount was also a surprise in the lineup.
Not really, because look, I said Tammy would play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of Tammy playing is his ability to press, right? His long legs. Like, yeah. he can run, and he also has a bit of pace about him. And I'm saying, look, Giroud, for all the goodness of Giroud, he's best for hold-up play, right? We were not going for hold-up play. We were going for attack. And also, importantly, pressing.
Yeah.
We'll probably get into the pressing if it was effective or not. But our point was pressing. And in order to press, Giroud was not the best. Bashuayi was not. So, Tammy had all the qualities that Lampard wants from his striker, i.e. the speed, the link-up play, mm-hmm. and also the ability to press relentlessly, right? So that, and therefore, if that happens, you then need the second wave of pressing, i.e. Mount. So Mount had to play. But my issue was, I didn't think, if you're going to play Mount, right, in the especially in the number 10 position,
yeah.
you didn't need Barkley on the left. Because what happened is, I always say, look, Barkley in space, magnificent, i.e. when he has time to think. Because look, in this game, I'll probably say, look, Barkley had more of an impact in terms of moments than my guy Mount. Yeah. i.e. he gave the key pass to Mount, where in any position Mount has to score that goal.
Mm-hmm.
He also had tested De Gea in the second part of the first half, right, where he mm-hmm. cuts in and bang, and De Gea's legs, if he goes through, it's 1-1, right?
Yeah.
So for me, the first 15 minutes we dominated, right? We dominated and we created the chances keenly. i.e. you saw the Pedro flick on to Azpilicueta, where Azpilicueta he cuts back, and that's where my issue with Tam comes in. He wasn't anticipating. If he anticipates, go. Simple tapping, right? Mm-hmm. But then, we know what happens, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Pedro, something that I always don't like about Pedro is he holds onto the ball for too long. Like, dude, what are you doing, bro?
He loves dribbling. He's dribbling
like energized like, bunny.
Yeah,
in circle,
like he runs so much.
It's not like bunny.
Like, calm down.
For me, if you're running and it's effective, I got no issue. But if you're running and you put us in... Look, the moment... Look, I saw a frozen picture of that moment
mm-hmm.
where he lost the ball. He's facing Azpilicueta, right? He sees Azpilicueta, right? He sees Mount. But then he doesn't pass to either of them. He passes blindly backwards to supposedly Jorginho. It doesn't reach Jorginho because it was too short to begin with. And they encounter, and then we saw what happened. And I'll let you describe what happened, because I have backed this guy for a bit. I have my doubts. And certain people I listen to, you know, certain people who are more Chelsea fanatics say, oh, Zuma is not good in preseason. He likes to warm up. Give him the time. When the season starts, that's when he becomes the beast. Well, the beast turned into a pussycat. So,
okay,
you talk about that.
So,
my head.
Let's get into more of Zuma and his game. And
oh, my gosh.
At this point, I understand and I accept what Zuma has to offer. Like, I don't see Zuma as the technician that I thought he would become, that David Luiz-esque. Like, I don't see that. Now, like, there's moments where I'm like, Zuma, why are you making this pass? Like,
it's too difficult.
It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, what was it called? In the first half, Martial had a shot. Yeah,
yep.
Martial had a shot. I'm like,
upper pass
to Christensen, who was facing, like,
It wasn't even for Christensen. I think it was for Jorginho.
No.
Listen. Because the way where Christensen was, the pass had to be heavy, right? It had to have like a little oomph. It had to go further, right? If you see when a player is passing the ball, if two players are in the range of the ball, is the weight of the ball can tell you who is two. So if the ball is slow and coming, you know it's the first man or the closest person to it. But if it's coming with speed, you just jump over it, let it go to the guy behind you. That's how the game works. The way he was passing the ball to Jorginho, right? Let's be honest.
Zuma seemed out of his element.
But you see,
in the sense that I felt like he was put under pressure to like be something that he's not. Like, to Zuma, what I would say to Zuma is, keep it simple, know your strengths, and just do your strengths. Your weaknesses, hide it. Do your best to hide your weaknesses. And that comes in passing and decision making. Just be, what's it called? Who's the center back, Man United?
Maguire.
Just hit the ball and just clear it. Just typical English defender. Just do that, Zuma. If you do that, Zuma, Chale.
Look, for me, look. The issue with Zuma is this. Look. At the highest level, right?
Yeah.
His weaknesses are super glaring. Especially how the team wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Lampard has come, right? And as he's a very fresh coach, right? I.e., what is Lampard's identity? Yeah. If you give me Klopp, I would say he's Gungan pressing, right? Mm-hmm. He wants to go full metal on you, right? If you give me Pep Guardiola, we usually associate tiki-taka with him, right?
Yeah.
Even Mourinho, we usually know what type of coach he is in certain situations. He's a chameleon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I.e., in big games, he wants to be more pragmatic. And in smaller games, right, which sometimes it can hurt him, he wants to then score first and sit back and then do what? Counter-attack.
Yeah.
So you can see certain identities or relations with certain coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, in Lampard's case, he inherited a team that could play Sarri ball, i.e. they can play from the back in triangles, right? With Jorginho dropping, you get to David Luiz,
to
Christensen,
to still Rudiger. There. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but the three defenders I just mentioned there have been trained in Sarri balls.
Yeah.
Look, we'll get into the youngsters in the game, right? But look, in this game, we tried to play a bit of Sarri ball, i.e. playing from the back, right?
Yeah.
And transition from there. But what Manchester United did was, in the first 15 minutes, which I'll give them credit for, is they pressed, right? They pressed Jorginho and they pressed Kovacic. And sometimes, by doing so, one of them was always free, especially Jorginho. I'll give you this. Jorginho was giving critical passes, penetrative passes that were very important if we could score it, right? So for me, what happened is that Christensen was good. I'll tell you this, in this game, Christensen was the best defender.
No doubt.
If I'm not talking about you, i.e. Zuma, that means you're doing good. I watched the game again in agony, of course, and Christensen stood out, right? His interceptions, his reading of the game. Just simple, calm, simple, calm. Simple, simple, calm. I wasn't scared when he had the ball.
It wasn't nervousness. Right? It was just like, exactly. I'm used to this. Like,
I'm used
this,
to this. But Zuma, after that mistake, the camera pinned to Jorginho, and he was doing that, his hand like this, the calm sign, calm down, right? And look, for me, I always say, look, I think Everton is Zuma's level.
Watch Emerson in this game. Mm-hmm. I think one of the Emerson had a really good game. That's what I'm gonna say.
Highlights.
One of the highlights was Emerson. Besides Jorginho, Emerson. And then when I look on the other side, the right back side, Azpilicueta, how basically opposite
is the Ivanovic effect?
Yes, basically.
He's going up, isn't he?
He's on his decline.
Yeah, he's going
almost
up.
There.
And look, in general, it is the individual mistakes that he made, because his overall game wasn't bad, right? Because, as I said, he had a chance where he was crossing the ball, especially the one that Tammy missed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. But for me, the mistakes, the lack of pace, because how contrasting they were, the two of them, i.e. Emerson and Azpilicueta, was just too much. Look, Emerson was doing a Marcelo moment. Like, the guy was... He was shooting.
He was being creative. When he hit the crossbar,
it was a crossbar. Like, he had shots, right?
Yeah.
Like, where De Gea was moving his legs. That's what I'm saying. And imagine if we had, the other side was that another penetrative, right? I.e., like how the likes of Liverpool have, right? Mm-hmm. One side, you have TAA, and then you have Robertson on the other side. Like, two very... Because, look, you could see the tactic from Manchester United, right? Yeah. Especially after 15 minutes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
After they scored, they were like, Rashford, you stay up. Don't come back. Leave Azpilicueta alone, right? So you go. So sometimes you could see that we dominated that side, especially in the triangles, i.e. Azpilicueta, Pedro, Mount, and to an extent, Christensen. Yeah. We dominated that side a bit.
They had a good play together. They had a moment together.
Exactly. Because the likes of Rashford, right? He did not track back. But on the other side, Pereira was tracking Emerson.
Back. He was tracking back. Emerson was attacking.
But Emerson was just getting the better mm-hmm. of them, right? So for me, the first half of the first half, i.e. 15 minutes, Chelsea dominated. That middle patch, the next 10 to 15 minutes, Manchester United were on the top and we were on the ropes because we were, look, our pressing is rubbish. I hate to say it, our pressing is rubbish, right? Because it was individualistic.
Yes, that's what I was going to mention.
It was the front six and then the back four is left by themselves. So one ball, I saw one where Wan-Bissaka just was... He was on this on the byline, right?
Yeah.
He's being pressed by the likes of my guy Barkley, and then Jorginho came in, and they're not communicating. I.e., because look, you both come right at me, but between you is a big gap. And what did he do? He just kicked a ball right through, and they were through. They were going, and I said, so for me, our pressing was rubbish, right? So after the first 15 minutes where we dominated, it became a fact that Manchester United then had ascendancy, obviously. They didn't really create anything, but the way the game was going, it became scrappy and transitional, which was perfect for Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 10 minutes, we came into the game, and of course we saw the Emerson chances,
yep.
the Barkley chances, and then at halftime it was 1-0 to Manchester United.
Barkley should have had a goal, Mount should have had a goal, Tammy Abraham should have had a goal, Emerson should have had a goal.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's football.
That's football.
Another thing I want to mention is the young players, specifically.
In the second half, yes.
In the second half.
Forward, yeah.
But I want to talk about how the Pulisic impact when he came on. How was that?
Well, I'll just give... The second half, I don't really want to talk about it that much.
All right, just...
As obviously, so we'll go through, right? First few minutes, from 45 to 55, Manchester United were in the ascendancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were dominating us. But something that I saw that changed in that second half was we went into the diamond formation. I don't know if a lot of people are talking about, but what happened was we saw what I predict. I was hoping we'll see, right? I.e., Jorginho sat, Kovacic was on the left, Mount was on the right, and the likes of Barkley was in number 10. So the three, the triangle that we formed, yeah. right, or the V shape that we formed, gave us once again the ball. We now started dominating the ball, right? We dominated the ball for a few minutes, and then Tammy Abraham, not being strong enough, loses the ball. And something about the referee, he gave like certain fouls. I was like, why are you not giving a foul? This is too much.
I mean, the Tammy Abraham, I don't think that was a foul.
I don't think it was a foul, sloppy. But there were certain things, sloppy. Especially in the first half, that I didn't like. But anyways, going to the second half, then we bring on my boy Pulisic, who I thought was decent.
Pulisic did good.
Yeah, he did good.
He had some highlights that I really liked. Dribbling, mm-hmm. attacking the players. I think he was really good. I don't know specifically why Lampard did not start him.
Look, we'll go into it because obviously we have a game on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So I think that one he will start.
But for me,
he did well. Mm-hmm. He kept the ball, which I always... Because look, the reason why we were counter-attacked, especially how we lost the second goal, i.e. Tammy losing the ball.
Yeah.
Then the third goal, almost 30 seconds after kickoff, I believe specifically 17 seconds
mm-hmm.
after kickoff, and Azpilicueta no show again. Like, when those happen, because we lose the ball, right? For me, I always say, look, if you want to play this way, at least keep the ball. Because the moment you have sloppy passes, the other team will counterattack you. And this is Premier League. That's what most teams do. They all have the Zahas of the world, the Martials of the world. They will just hit you on breaks. And if your defense has Zuma acting like... Oh, don't let me start on Zuma. That's
Talking about Premier League players hitting you with pace and speed, our next match in the cup is against Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So, prediction on that game versus Liverpool?
Well, for me, I think there'll be a few changes in regards to the starting 11.
Yeah.
Going for in that game. I think we know what Liverpool will bring. Mane has come back.
Mm-hmm.
Firmino is there.
Sheesh, Mane.
Salah is there. And if, in the glory of God, we play like how we play against Manchester United, it will be a double-digit goal-scoring performance by Liverpool. Because, look, Manchester United were not holding off in destroying us. You know that, right? After they went for it, they were still going for it, you know? It was like, oh, okay, let's stop. It's okay.
I mean, how would you say?
They were going for it. And Liverpool will do the same. And that's my fear. But for me, there will be changes in the lineup, I think. I think if Rudiger is fit, he comes in for Zuma. Quick. Simple as that. If Kante is fit, he comes in for Kovacic. That's what I see. And if, and for me, we think Pulisic will start. So those three changes already, i.e. Rudiger, mm-hmm. Kante, Pulisic coming to the starting 11. For respectively, for me, Barkley, the likes of Kovacic and Zuma. And then I think the sentimental one would be Giroud over Tam. Because it's almost like a thank you gift for Giroud for the Europa League.
Yeah.
So you start him and see how it goes. And for me, if you're going to start Giroud, you're not pressing. If you're starting Giroud, because Giroud cannot press for pressing. And any basic coach, Lampard, this is just direct to you. Any basic coach would be like, Giroud can press, so we're not going to press. So we will drop off and just think that Liverpool can destroy us, right?
Mm-hmm. You think Mount starts?
If you're not pressing, you don't start Mount. Mm-hmm. Then you play Barkley in number 10.
Yeah.
For me, that's how I start. And especially, he's a scouser, so I think he'll have more heat for it, for the game. So that'll be, for me, my starting level will be Azpilicueta, unfortunately. Christensen, our savior in defense. Rudiger, and you know I don't like Rudiger, but he's better on the ball, so therefore the calmness will be a bit there. Emerson has been good so far. Kepa in goal, Kante, Jorginho, Barkley in 10, Pulisic.
So you don't play Kovacic?
Hmm?
You don't play Kovacic?
No, I won't play Kovacic.
How come?
I'll save him for our game against Leicester at home.
Okay.
And then I'll play Barkley. And you might see Mount maybe wide a bit over Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
You might see that.
Maybe Batshuayi you might get.
Because remember, Robertson plays on that side. So you might be like, Mount, you like running a lot. That's something we noticed. And you're a midfielder, so we can dominate the center of the pitch. And you do not do what Pedro does most of the time. Give the ball away. So I'll maybe play Mount there and play Pulisic on that side and play Giroud. And so what the game will be about is our midfield, i.e. Giroud, layoffs, and pop shots. We want the shots to be going from Barkley, from Pulisic, and from maybe Mount. So that'll be my starting 11.
And Mane, please don't destroy.
Yeah, destroy us, yeah.
Zuma, if Zuma plays.
Yeah, his anus is not healed yet.
I'm so sorry. That's and fix your lineup. So
okay. How are you predicting scores?
Scores for Liverpool versus Chelsea?
Yes.
I say 1-0 Chelsea. See, that's confidence, man. Confidence.
Yeah, confidence away. Are you on something? Are you smoking?
I just have a feeling Pulisic, once he starts, confidence.
America, what, man?
And I think this is Tammy Abraham breakthrough game.
So for you, you're starting Tammy Abraham?
No, I think if he comes off, I think he does start, but if Lampard goes with Giroud and Tammy comes on, I think he finishes.
Interesting. Okay, for me, I think it'll be 6-0 Liverpool. And I'm not joking.
6-0?
That's right. You heard me.
Mane with a hat-trick?
Yep, Mane with a hat-trick.
With a lineup?
With Zuma playing a good part in it, being the MVP of the match.
I think the defense actually performed better in the second game against Liverpool. I think so.
Yeah, more hope than 90.
I really do have more hope. So in, let's talk about the returning players, or the players who are still injured, specifically Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Hudson-Odoi. So
and my boy,
and Reece James, of course.
Reece, the God Savior, save us, Reece, save us from this hellhole called Dave, i.e. Azpilicueta. My God, what a rough. Anyways,
so
let's talk about.
I'm thinking,
my Savior,
does Hudson-Odoi immediately starts if he's fully healthy?
Yes.
And does Loftus-Cheek immediately start?
Yes. Are you mad?
And does Reece James immediately start over?
Yes. Aspie? Are you mad?
Okay. All right. So who does Loftus-Cheek take place of?
Mount.
And Hudson-Odoi?
Pedro.
And Reece James, obviously.
Azpilicueta. Okay. So look at that change. Mm-hmm. That would change our game. Because for me, I like Pedro, right?
Yeah.
But his rat-a-tat-ness of his, like, just mad electric staticness of shocks,
like,
and all that.
He probably drinks, like, monsters. Like energy for me, drinks.
When Pilsen came on, you saw certain qualities that I see in good players, i.e. decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
He made the right decision all the time, right? Both either running behind or passing. The same thing I expect from Hudson-Odoi. Okay?
Yeah.
So for me, the game we had, in part, there's moments where Pedro could have passed to Giroud. For Giroud to be one-on-one with the goalkeeper, he cuts back. There's moments Pedro could have passed to Tammy to be one-on-one with the goalkeeper, he cuts back. He doesn't pick up his head. And for me, that's what Hudson-Odoi will bring in the final third, which we're lacking. Because that's what we're missing in this game, you know?
Just quality.
Not just the quality of decision-making. Make the right decision and give the player the chance to mess up or be a hero. I.e., one-on-one the goalkeeper. You mess up, I'm blaming you, right? If you score, we give you all the glory. That's what we want. So we want the right decision-making. So for me, when that happens, and of course, we know Ruben will be in late December, so he won't be starting out. So for me, if you're going for our front four, it would be Tammy, Pulisic, Hudson-Odoi, and Mount. And those four can make the right decisions. Yeah. And that's what I like. So that's it.
And of course,
we know Kante is coming back. Rudiger is coming back. So for us, we're missing practically Kante, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, Hudson-Odoi, Reece James, and Rudiger. So that's almost five starters, you know? Five starters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, hopefully, they come back
and make an impact.
Save us, pretty much. So, Reece James, we'll send you the SOS. Come and save us.
All right, so that's it for the preview. And hopefully, Chelsea gets a dub in Liverpool.
Istanbul.
In Istanbul. In other news, to talk about my guy, Ricky Rose. Obviously, this is Chelsea Plus. So, on the plus side of things, with the new album coming out that just dropped, Port of Miami 2. Check out my guy, Ricky Rose. Best in the game, OG in the game. And we out.